Do you plan to practice today?
I have no clue. I'll see what the trainers say. I'll meet up with them right after this, once we start our day, right after media, and we'll see how it goes.
Bill was saying you feel better and better every day. How do you feel today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel better every day. I mean, that's the goal. It's the positive direction you want to be going. You want to be moving forward every single day. If you're going backwards, that's not good at all. And so I'm feeling good every day. The rehab's going well. Everything's moving forward, and we're on pace of just feeling better every day.
What were you able to do yesterday?
Rehab with the training staff, and whatever they have me to do, I just do, and I felt better yesterday, and every day I do a little bit more every single day, so it's going good.
Is there something in an ideal world today, even if it was just a little bit more, you'd like to be able to do to test it a little bit mentally?
Yes, moving forward every day. Like I said, we're making positive strides, and every single day we do something more. We add on a new rehab. We add on a new pressure point or something that I can move better. So overall, we're just moving ahead, making positive strides, moving forward.
Rob, what differences have you seen from the Giants defensively from your first meeting back in November?
I mean, we really haven't seen that much difference, but because they got such great players. They got a great front four. They got a great secondary and great linebackers. So basically they're playing football. They're playing the same football they have been all year, but they're playing at a higher level now. They're all working together. They're all playing hard. They're all playing fast. So we just got to be ready for their whole defense.
Have you been able to run on the ankle yet?
Whatever the training staff has me to do, I'm not gonna disclose information about what I'm doing because that's what they told me. So there you go.
Brock, your brothers are in town. How's it just been able to share this moment with your family?
Yeah, it's awesome. My brother was on the Colts this year, so he has a house right about 20 minutes away. So the last three nights, I got to hang out with him for about 2-3 hours at end of the day. So we're just having a blast catching up with my brothers. My other brother just got in town and everything, so we're hanging out, having a good time catching up about our lives, about football life, because we really don't get to see each other during the season. So it's just a blast to be out here, and an honor to have my brother out here with a house that we can chill at.
Are you guys doing bragging rights because you got here before those guys did?
I mean, obviously every once in a while we brag to each other, like I say something to them, but it's all fun and games and we're just having a good time.
Rob, what is your preparation in terms of meetings been like? Obviously, haven't been able to do anything physical, but how have you made up for that in other areas?
Same thing like every week. Meetings, like we do meetings. I mean, we're always preparing hard as we can in meetings, so it's not going to change because can't really do that much more because we already been doing a lot every single week of the year. So just in the meetings, listening to the coaches, listening to the players, just trying to get better mentally every time. Just like always.
Rob, do you expect to play?
Do I expect to play? I'm just taking it day by day, and obviously I want to be out there. I'm anxious to be out there. I want to be out there, help the team out as much as possible, and it's the Super Bowl. Obviously I want to be out there, and I'm trying everything to do to get out there.
Rob, how do you prepare to not answer that question 100 times every time you step in front of the microphone and do it as well as you have?
I mean, it gets a little crazy how many times you get asked it and everything, but I mean, if you just have the answer ready, saving your memory, you're good.
growing up with so many brothers, what's the dumbest thing you guys ever did?
The dumbest thing we ever did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We always got in fights and everything. We would take anything in the house. So, I mean, throwing plants, we'd be breaking plants, breaking chairs, house, the tables and everything. So our parents would always be so mad at us after all the brawls we had. So it was a good time. It was pretty dumb breaking everything because in the end, I mean, we had to clean it up after all the brawls and everything.
How big are your hands? Like, have you had them measured at the scouting combine?
Yeah, I remember I had them measured at the scouting combine. But I forgot. I think it's 10 3/4 across. I'm not really sure. I think that was it.
How much of an asset have they proven in catching the ball, and I guess also in the body?
I guess it's good to have big hands. I mean, the ball fits in easier. You get a better grip and everything. In blocking, you can get your hands on the opponent and drive them out. But I mean, that's not what brings you to success.
Right.
Is if you have big hands. I mean, I would say it helps a little bit, but in the end, it's just your form in the passing game. It's your form in the blocking game. It's practicing hard and doing extra reps so you get everything down.
Are there things that you've done to kind of strengthen them over the years?
My hands?
Yeah.
I mean, after it just accumulates throughout the years of practicing everything, staying after practice, catching balls from the jugs machine, catching extra passes from the quarterback. So just doing all that strengthens up throughout the year.
Rob, I was actually wondering...